Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley today. And joining me live in the studio is your Muswellbrook Shire Council Mayor, Steve Reynolds. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. How was your weekend?
Very refreshing. It's been a busy couple of weeks. As I said to the wife, it's like being on a treadmill trying to go forward. But, I just had a relaxing weekend with the wife and family. So there's a couple of busy weeks and busy weekends coming up. So
I can imagine, but you know what? One footstep at a time and you'll get there perfectly. Now, you're meeting this weekend for a planning weekend with the other councillors regarding what's going on with Muswellbrook.
Yeah, the 19th and 20th we're catching up. So it's to develop our community strategic plan and just revisit that and to go back out and put it on public exhibition. It's the community's plan for the future, basically, and essentially it's addressing the social, environmental, economical issues and devising something into a plan that we can then turn around and put out on public exhibition. There's already one out there, but it's just, usually we go away for a weekend as a fresh council and we've been to the Seablet, Pocolbin, there's been other councils go to Mudgee, to everywhere. Right now, this new council said, scrap that. We're saving money. We're going to do it in Muswellbrook and we're going to put it back. So we're spending here locally, staying here. So that's reassuring for the community. And, it's something I'm very proud of. It was something that I've pushed. So, but it'll give it a great opportunity for this council to really come together and put together on their principles, addressing social issues and the environment, economic, like I said, so...
And when it comes to creating one of these plans, is it after all the note-taking, the discussions, it starts to be formalised and then people in the public can see it as well?
Yeah, so that's exactly what happens. We come together with staff. They, we reevaluate what's been in place and then we implement what changes will go into this document and then it is put out onto the community strategic plan and then it's put into a public exhibition for 28 days for the community to have their feedback, which I strongly encourage. Said it before, I'm open, anyone can approach and if there's any issues they can come forward. So.
And now Muswellbrook Shire Council is also calling on for more feedback as well when it comes to a community panel initiative that you're trying to kickstart into our local government area.
Most definitely. We previously had one back in, I think, 2016 or 18. It was a smaller panel, a slightly different concept to what we're doing this time. That one was around the special rates variation and really structured to get the answer for these funding allocations that we come up with SRV. What we're asking for now is this is just your services, the condition and maintenance of roads, your park services, what's the priorities of the parks in the areas, entrances to the towns, right down to the pools, the libraries, the waste facility management, which you've seen on social media, no doubt. We've had issues and we're still trying to get staff at the moment. There are staff, but with the COVID experience and being lean as it was, we're trying to increase our service level. And, of course, right down to the curbside and bulky waste collection services, how that works for the community. It's really the chance for everyone in the community to have their voice heard, but it's really condensed into a 40-person panel that's completely randomly selected. Everyone says, randomly selected on government things. Well, no, it is. Mm-hmm. It'll be put into, as you know, there is software out there these days where you put into the criteria you're looking for and select. So I encourage anyone out there to, if you don't have a computer, as some people don't, contact the council admin and put your name down and we'll be back in contact as to those that are successful.
Absolutely. And, so you said this will be a panel of 40 people. So will this be 40 opinions shared at once or is it going to be a smaller specific number when it comes to those who are involved in the discussion for the round?
No, it's definitely – look, the 40 people – as we've previously done, it's going to be very tricky around COVID. That's why we're not being so blunt and direct in what is actually going to be the process. The health minister could put out changes tomorrow. So it could be a Zoom. It could be done via any which way. But it'll be 40 people in the one room, essentially, given the information. And this is what we're trying to achieve to get a snapshot of what the community's expectations are. I envisage that we, Gemma, might have to head down the track of being at a webinar type situation, which isn't ideal. What you really get people in the feel and their respect and trust when they're in the room with you. So,
absolutely. Well, we'll just have to see how that one pans out. Hopefully no announcements from the health minister to further restrict anything. Just finally, Steve, as well, bulky waste is set to come back. So I guess this is a call out for people to start thinking about what they want to put at the front of their house.
Yeah, within means, and as long as it fits the criteria, the advertisements are out there, the information is out there in relation to what can and can't be put out the front of your place. As I said earlier to yourself off air, if I don't spend a little bit more time at home in the coming weeks, I could find myself out there. So, look, it's a practical way to get rid of your rubbish for the people in the community. And, with it coming up right now, I do encourage people after Christmas, get rid of those things and those items so as it's those straight into the place that it needs to be.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to see that the initiatives are coming back around. It's great to see that Muswellbrook Shire have all these community engagements initiatives going ahead for the next few weeks as well. Well, Muswellbrook Shire Council Mayor Steve Reynolds, thank you for your time with me this morning.
Thank you, Gemma.